I'm your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from Target. Target believes that the joy of everyday life is all around us, and that imagination and curiosity fuel a lifetime of learning for children and families. Target is a proud sponsor of PBS Kids.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels a fire we
come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Must see Joe, let's go!
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Mom, Dad, can we get started looking for Suki?
Grandpa will be here any minute to take you to Ninana.
I wish we could come with you, but your mom and I have to stay here to get the trading post ready for the opening.
I just wish...
I know how badly you wanted to go searching last night, Molly.
But you were right. We never would have been able to find Suki in the dark.
He's here.
Grandpa!
Hello, Segoya. Happy birthday.
Thanks. We're going to find Suki today, right, Grandpa?
We will do our best, although all the snow will make it a bit challenging.
I don't think you're going to be able to get to Ninana in your truck.
No, you're right. I barely made it here from my cabin. We don't want to get stuck.
That's okay. I have an idea. Tui.
Hi, Molly. Some snow, huh?
And it's going to keep picking up all day. Thanks for bringing out your dad's sled team, Tui.
We're happy to help. I know how much Suki means to you, Molly.
Will the dogs take us all the way to Ninana?
And back. Although we'll need to give them food and water when we get to Mr. Holtman's.
Tui, you're coming along?
We found the beast together the first time. Might as well do it again.
Happy to have you along, Tui.
Me too. The more eyes, the better. Are the dogs ready?
They sure are. This team will get us to Ninana faster than any truck in the world. I'll make sure of it.
Okay, let's get on that sled and find Suki!
Hey! Hey! Match!
I love to watch how the dogs all pull at the same time.
My dad's a great trainer. I've known these huskies their whole lives.
Match!
The lead dog is the most important. Her name is...
Tui!
No, that's my name!
No, Tui, look up!
Raven, he's flying straight above us!
With all this falling snow, that's...
unusual?
I was gonna say it's a good sign.
Hey! Mush!
Good dogs!
That's Mr. Holtman waiting outside for us.
Oh, you made it. I'm so sorry that Suki went missing. I've never had a dog get out of a crate before.
She's very good at escaping when she wants to, but we're going to find her.
You made great time getting here in this heavy snow.
Tui helped me keep the team moving fast.
From the looks of them, they could use some food and water. Why don't I go fetch some?
Bessie, thank you.
Look, Tui, in the snow!
What is that?
The birthday cake toy I got for Suki. She left it by the gate. This must be how she got out.
But the snow's covered her tracks.
If she was playing with this before she ran away...
She went looking for you, Molly.
But she doesn't know how to get to Kaya.
Dogs have a great sense of direction and smell.
Our dogs sometimes wander miles and miles away and always make it back home.
Here, I brought a topographical map. You know how to read it, don't you, Molly?
I think so. You showed me that before, right?
Okay, so we're right here at the base of the rise. See the blue line snaking through?
That's a stream, right?
That it is.
Since we didn't see Suki along the way, maybe she went this way, over the rocks and through the forest by the stream.
The sled team will have trouble getting through there.
So we'll go on foot. Right, Grandpa?
I believe it's the only choice.
Suki!
According to the map, climbing that hill will keep us headed toward Kaya. Right, Grandpa Nat?
Right, Tui.
Suki! Suki! Suki!
Suki!
Be careful, kids. The rocks can be slippery.
It's beautiful up here.
What was that?
Sounded like a branch cracking off.
Let's hope Raven warns us if one's about to fall nearby.
Listen for other animals, too. We always need to be aware of our surroundings and watch the trail ahead of us.
I will, Chata. Suki's probably scared and alone in the woods. We need to find her. Suki! Suki!
The creek is up ahead.
Are you sure? It all looks the same under the snow. How do you know it's here?
There are no trees.
Right. Trees don't grow on water.
I'm sure it's frozen now, so crossing will be easy.
Not so fast, Molly. The creek is covered with snow, but we don't know how solid it is underneath.
Right. We always check the thickness of the ice before stepping onto it.
Especially this time of year, when the temperatures haven't stayed below freezing for very long.
So we cut a hole in the ice and check, right?
That's why I brought my axe. Stand back, guys.
Nice swing, Grandma.
What do you think, Molly? Thick enough?
Looks like more than 4 inches.
Yes, it does. That should be just fine. Molly, you follow me. It's narrow, so we'll take turns crossing.
Here goes. Hope you're okay under there, fish. See you in spring. Suki! Suki! Where are you? I hope Suki is okay in all the snow.
She's built for this weather. A lot better than we are.
She probably found some shelter once the heavy snow started to fall.
Hold up. We're going to need to climb over that fallen tree blocking the path. Take your time. Protect your eyes from the branches.
I think I found a good path over the tree. Follow me.
Chewie, you go next. I'll come last.
No problem. I hop over trees all the time. This one's not even that. Ah!
Ooh! Chewie!
Chewie? Are you okay? Chewie!
Ow! I think so. The branch broke and... Ow! I'm okay. I just twisted my ankle.
Chewie, you stay put. I'm coming to help you.
Okay.
There you go, Chewie. Put your weight on me. Come, sit on the log.
Must see. It feels good to sit.
Well, we can't sit here for very long, though. We've got to find shelter. That's it, Chewie. Take your time.
Grandpa, look. Over there. Is that a cabin?
Yes. It's abandoned now, but some trappers I know used to use it years ago.
Chewie, do you think you can make it?
As long as I've got you as my crutch.
Crutch, Molly, at your service. Huh.
The door is falling off its hinges, but the roof seems solid.
At least it's dry in here.
It's not fancy, but it'll keep us safe and warm until the snow passes.
Did you hear that? Was it... Suki? I hear Suki! Grandpa!
Wait, Molly.
But that was her. We need to find her.
I'll stay inside here with Chewie and start building a fire. Molly, you go call for Suki, but stay within eyesight of the cabin.
I will. Suki! Suki! Suki? Suki, it's me, Molly! Suki? Suki, is that you? Uh-oh. You're not Suki. You're a bull moose. Great big bull moose. What does Mom say? Oh, yeah. Always tell the animals what you're doing. I'm sorry I disturbed your walk through the snow. I'm just looking for my friend, Suki. I think I'll just turn around slowly and walk away. So there's no reason for you to charge. Please. Suki! It's you!
Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit Cho! Thank you!